You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my January 2025 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Don't be scared, be sacred. What's supportive to someone who's having a hard time with their heart right now? What helps a person who doesn't see a way forward? What best serves those caught in the anti-life reversal programs? What's the healing path that would bring all of them more ease and grace? We have so many individuals right now on the planet who are truly unaware of the significant consciousness shifts on Earth. Higher consciousness codes and plasma light pouring into the planetary grids and resurrecting our Earth body and personal light bodies from inorganic patterns to their original God-created forms. Equally so, we have many people who are closed to the possibility that there is more to this life than their body, the material goods or wealth that they own, or the fun they must have. We have a blended reality in more ways than one, and so we can safely say that it's not often that two paths cross where there is such resonance, such spiritual compatibility, that there is instant joy, instant knowing, or instant unity. Instead, we have to walk across the bridge to meet the other person, to build mutual understanding and acceptance. And even then, it may not be easy. Perfection isn't required to have healthy relationships. There isn't one person who will meet all your needs. Your greatest joy comes when the most significant relationship you have is with yourself, so that all others pale in comparison. Yet, as with all cherished relationships, you have to invest in yourself to grow. Some of you may be asking yourself why you would even want that. After all, haven't there been countless social messages telling us that there is someone out there that's going to make us happy? And it is true that the foundational intention of our entire ascension process is to reclaim hierogamic union or sacred marriage. But it's not one that is necessarily out there with another. It is the hierogamic union within oneself. How your inner divine masculine and inner divine feminine unite in balanced relationship. This is your relationship with God. And the healthier that relationship is within, the healthier everything is out there. If you don't feel balanced, you are not balanced. If you can feel and know what balance feels like within you, true balance, not superficial comfort, then it's easier to know what disrupts that balance. This is the first step to knowing what is required to reset and rebalance yourself. In some instances, it's simple. Rest. Be. Get exercising. Sequester. Stop unhealthy habits. Observe and change your negative thoughts, etc. But if you've been on a conscious journey for some time, it requires that you go deeper with your self-care. Your balancing includes staying awake and aware to your fears. Fear will take you away from balance in an instant, and it can take you into decisions that are unhealthy. It can push you to make choices that are not in your highest good. It makes you more vulnerable to dark manipulation, psychic attack, and mind control. It can stop you from having heart-touching moments and your liberation. Fear isn't something you want to dismiss as though you can override it with platitudes and positive self-talk and leave it at that. Why is that? Because fear is often connected to so much more. What is the reason that you're afraid, and where did it come from? These are clues to your soul's journey. These are the deeper questions for the spiritual seeker, and fears cannot sit in the consciousness without having a negative impact. Everybody has fears, but if you make a point of bringing them into awareness and clearing them, you whittle away at the negative ego. Fears of the negative ego create disharmony in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual body layers, alongside the psychotronic warfare to which we're all subjected. The negative ego, of course, is always the opposition to your spirit and your sacred inner Christosophia balance. Therefore, to assume that you can have balance without healing your fears is misguided. To push fears away is common and even understandable. And yet it's this honest healing work that needs to be completed. If a young child came to you in fear, you wouldn't want to dismiss their fear until that child truly feels secure and restored to balance. And yet dismissing the fears of their children is what some parents prefer, because they themselves are afraid. Dismissing fears is destabilizing. If you're the unconditionally loving godparent to your own inner child, you wouldn't want to do this. Be willing to embrace fear. Welcome it so that you can get up close to wonder and inquire about it. So that when the mystery of it is unraveled, it's not so intense and harmful, and you don't feel so unsafe. In fact, inside the fear story is likely some gem that will show you a truth to take the burden away. Fears are also attached to other aspects of your multidimensional history. Where you came from, what you endured, what fueled you, what pressures were placed upon you, what perspectives you held, and what influenced you. Your blueprint, your 12-dimensional tree of life, is rich with information and is waiting to be explored so that you can know yourself better and strengthen your spiritual and physical immunity, so that you can remember who you truly are and retrace your experiences. In doing so, you can gather up what is precious and release what is unneeded. You can reclaim your spiritual body parts, like your DNA and your crystal diamond heart, and bring yourself back to wholeness, which is your divine inner balance. No matter what you're experiencing, no matter how life unfolds for you, and no matter whether the pieces you uncover are organic or inorganic, they belong to you and they are your responsibility. They can all be said to be valuable because they belong to your unique blueprint upon which your life is manifest, so that you can bring yourself to this life. It's your irreplaceable self that holds the key to what is meaningful to you. It's your light body that holds the potential to support you in your purpose or mission. Therefore, to receive that sacred inner balance, you have to be a willing explorer who is curious about oneself. And when you come across a new part of your consciousness, or it comes to you by surfacing through your emotional triggers or what's mirrored to you, it's wise to take it as it comes, rather than choose which you follow and which you resist and set aside because it's just too painful to feel. It's the ones that are most potent that can hold the most valuable catalyst for your consciousness expansion. Don't fear the fear. Own the truth of it. Ask your higher self or God self for support, so that you know you're being protected with loving care and feel fearless in your courage. This is the way forward, always. Not just for those who are having a difficult journey now, but for everyone, if you are willing in your heart. This creates flow. This is a path to sacred inner balance. If you want healing support that is precisely intelligent for your personal blueprint and helps you to release your fears, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.